This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chuku. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's landmark trade agreement with the United States is the result of sustained patience. He said this while addressing NDA MPs at the parliamentary party meeting today. According to sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the trade deal has created an economic environment and reflected the government's consistent and measured approach to global trade negotiations. The Prime Minister said the world order is changing and its trajectory is increasingly tilting towards India. NDA MPs today felicitated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the landmark India-US trade deal during the meeting. Indian mountaineering from Arunachal Pradesh, Kawa Kiano, successfully summited Mount Aconcagua in Argentina, the highest peak in South America, as part of her ambitious 7-summit mountaineering expedition. Mount Aconcagua is towered at 20,831 feet above the sea level, and it is the highest peak in the Western Hemisphere. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak retired, congratulated 27-year-old Kaba Kiano on her outstanding mountaineering accomplishment. Lauding her indomitable spirit and unwavering focus, the governor said that Yano's journey is a personal triumph and at the same time a powerful source of inspiration for the youth of Arunachal Pradesh. Governor Parnayak had formally flagged off Yano's 7-summit mountaineering expedition from Lok Bhavan at Itanagar on 28th of July last year. To promote accessibility and inclusive communication for persons with hearing and speech impairment, the Department of Social Justice and Empowerment and Tribal Affairs, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, is organizing a 3-day sign language training workshop from today. It is in collaboration with the Composite Regional Center for Skill Development, Rehabilitation and Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities, Guwahati, under the Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities. Minister Kento Jini, Minister for Social Justice and Empowerment, attended the program as the chief guest. Addressing the participants, the minister emphasized the importance of sign language in bridging communication gaps and ensuring equal opportunities for persons with disabilities. He highlighted the need to build trained human resources in sign language to meet the growing demand in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced that Made in India products will now have a reduced US tariff of 18%. He made the announcement in a social media post after talking to US President Donald Trump. The Prime Minister stated that when two large economies and the world's largest democracies work together, it benefits people and unlocks immense opportunities for mutually beneficial cooperation. The Supreme Court today said that tech giants cannot play with citizens' right to privacy in the name of data sharing. The court came down heavily on Meta and WhatsApp while hearing their appeals against a Competition Commission of India order imposing a penalty of 213.14 crore rupees over the privacy policy. A bench comprising Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justice Joymalia Bagchi and Bipul M. Pancholi said it would pass an interim order on February 9. The court also directed that the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology be made a party to the petitions. A 5-day AI training program for school students titled AI Explorer program is underway at the Pradhan Mantri Sri Higher Secondary School in Doimukh in Papumpare district under the aegis of the Department of IT and Communication, Government of Arunachal Pradesh. The program is being conducted in collaboration with the Rancho Labs with the technical support from the Technology Innovation Hub IIT Delhi. The boot camp is designed for students of classes 6 to class 12, with 50 students participating in the current batch. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today announced the successful breakthrough of the second mountain of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail project in Palghar of Maharashtra. This marks a key milestone in the country's ambitious bullet train corridor. Wangjong Wangsu, a cadre of NSCNK, Nikki Sumi, surrendered before the Tira police. 44 Assam Rifles and 36 Battalion CRPF at the SP office in Khonsa. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.